Okay, we're holding here in Siman Kuf Pei Dalet. The Kvoa Bracha of Makam Suda. So the Mechaber says, Misha Acham Makam Echatzer Chlevarach Kodim Shiakor Mimkomo. In general, it's the right thing to do is to right away say a bracha where you are. That way, you also don't forget. And additionally, when you eat certain things, they actually you have to go back. The Dvarim HaTunim Bracha Mimkomo, and you have to go back. Let's say a person ate bread and he left, even though he was supposed to bench, he left. He has a chiyuv to go back. So if you benched where you are, so with the evidence, you would say, a person who's eating at home, he forgot to bench. He went to shul. He shouldn't bench in shul. He should go back home and bench at home. The Rama points out that according to the Rosh, the chiyuv to go back is not only if you left mezid, even if you left b'shogeg, even if you mistakenly left, you have a chiyuv to go back. And therefore, if you left intentionally, you're not even yotze. If you bench somewhere else, you're not yotze. We don't pass in that way, but we recommend that you always go back. So l'chatchila, we always say you should go back to bench where you ate. B'di'eved, if a person didn't, even if he was mezid, so we hold you are yotze benching in the new place. Now, when I say go back to your place, what is your place? So if you're in a room, in a building, so anywhere in that room is the same place. Halachically speaking, you're allowed to, the chasanas, you eat at a table, and then for Shavrakos, people come to sit by the chasan kala. That's mutar, because that's the same room. If you're in a place that isn't fenced, you're eating in a field, so then l'chatchila you should eat within dal, you should bench within dal amos of where you wait, say makom, l'chatchila. Mishpura says that you are allowed to move for a reason. If there's a good reason why you, let's say, you're in the field and you want to, you're in a park, it's a good reason you want to be somewhere else, you are allowed to bench somewhere else. So long that you see where you ate. Likewise, in cheder cheder, in a bayis, let's say you ate in one room, and suddenly they're cleaning the room, so you have to leave. So you bench in a different room. So again, with the evidence, you certainly can. The question is, l'chatchila, it's better if you can see the first room. Again, if a person had das that he wanted to continue his meal somewhere else, then it's l'chatchila. A person can wash and begin his meal at home. With das, he's going to continue on the bus. Or alternatively, you can also, but if a person didn't have a das, he wanted to eat here, and then suddenly they kicked you out of this room. So if you can continue eating in the next room, that's best. If you can't, so then it's better to bench here. If you can't, or you're in a rush, you can bench there and meet the avodah yotzei. If we're talking about something that's not tohen bracha l'acharei mekoma, a person had a drink of water, and he had an apple, and then he left, so he doesn't have to go back even l'chatchila. Again, l'chatchila will tell you to right away say bracha l'chona where you are. You ate an apple in this room, so say bracha l'chona and then leave. But if you left already, we don't tell you to come back because the chiyuv to come back is only by dvarim hatunim bracha l'acharei mekoma, which means bread. And there's a machlokas about al mechia, we'll see soon, and al eitz. But if it's Purim Nefasha, so then the Chatchila you can say brachas elsewhere. Although the Chatchila we tell you to say a bracha right away, just because we're concerned you're gonna forget. Okay. Base. If you have more bread, person, you know, ate in one room or in one building, forgot to bench, he went to shul. So we say, l'chatchil, you should always go back. Even if you left for shogeg, l'chatchil, you should go back. But if you have more bread, even if it's less than the kazayis, the Mishnah Berurah says, just a little bit of bread, you could eat the bread here in shul and bench. But the Mishnah Berurah is mitzadeh that it has to be dafka bread. If you have a cookie, it's not enough. You need a lot of cookies. You have to eat dafka bread in the new makom. So a person that goes to a restaurant, he forgets to bench. If you can go back, you can go back. It's not always possible. Sometimes the time you go back, the sheer equal already, you know, won't be able to bench anymore. Or for whatever reason, you're not able to go back. So then you take out more bread and you eat a little. Then you can bench. And that's a mutter, l'chatchila, you know, given the reality that you can't go back. Okay. Now, you don't have to say a new bracha rishona. You don't have to wash your hands again because you haven't ended the previous meal. You can just keep on eating a little bit more and continue and bench. Okay, Gimel. Yeshomim shekol shivas aminim tu'unim bracha l'achareb m'komam. As I mentioned before, some hold that all shivas aminim, a person is eating figs or dates, so you have to go back to where you ate to say a bracha achrona. You can't just do it elsewhere. Some say it's only when it comes to the alamichia, not ala eitz, not on wine, not on fruits, only on mizonos. And that's the hachra of, I think, the gra. Right, so Mishnah Berurah brings 10 yudbeis. The gra holds ikras kadei ashnia, the chamish zmini dagan chashiv pas linyan zeh. So again, a person is eating Kiddush, you had some zonos, you forgot to say alamichia, l'chatchila go back to say alamichia where you ate, v'di'eved, your yose, elsewhere. The eitz of continuing to eat in a new place is tricky here, because there's a question if you have to say a new bracha. Again, if you were eating a meal and you left, you don't say a new bracha. Here, there's a safek how to look at alamichia. So if you hold its einaton, bracha m'koman, the bracha continues. The bracha doesn't continue. The shini makom. If it is ton bracha m'koman, so the bracha stays with you. So if you said al michia, you want to continue eating somewhere else, you have a suffix if you should say bracha rishona. So therefore, it's not an itza. It's better to go back. The itza of continuing to eat somewhere else works for hamotzi. It doesn't work for al michia because there's a suffix if you have to say bracha rishona in the new place. Maybe the bracha expired. Say, okay. Dalit. Achal ve'ein yodeh in birich birchas hamasa nim lav tzarech levarich misafek neishu min haTorah. It's a sad reality. A person doesn't remember they benched. It's sad, but it's true. Sometimes we don't bench with such kavana. So, memela, you're not sure. Did I bench? Didn't I bench? There's a story I once heard of the Chassam Sofer that apparently he was very orangutan in his learning, and his wife or somebody would bring him food to eat. And somebody was once helping him out, a shamish, and he saw that he really wasn't paying attention to what he was eating, and he was very hungry. So the food was on the side, and he was like, he doesn't even care anyway, he just doesn't even notice. So he ate the cake. The Chassam Sofer, asked, where's the, so he was so surprised that he didn't even notice, because he was like, Itokhdei learning, and he didn't even realize that. So the Chassam Sofer say the Shamash embarrassedly, sorry, I apologize, I was hungry, I ate it, but I didn't think you noticed. He said, I don't really notice when I eat, but I notice when I bench. So if I didn't, I realized I didn't eat, because I would have noticed that I benched. So most of us, it's the opposite. Eating, we are very intent on benching, we usually forget about it. But you have a reality, the Mechaber speaks about a person who's not sure if you're benched or not. So the Mechaber says, Tzarech levarech misafik, you have to bench again. Because it's a safik deraisa. The chiv to bench, v'chalta v'savata, if a person ate and is satiated. So it's a chiv to bench min haTorah. If you ate just a kazayis, it's only a chiv to rabbanu. If you ate and you're satiated, it's a chiv min haTorah. you're not sure if you benched, you'd have to bench again. Yisafik, safik deraisa l'chomer. Now, when you bench, benching is comprised, of course, of four brachos. The first three are the min haTorah. That is the kol, and the noda lecha, and Yerushalayim. The last bracha, tova meitiv, is a takana drabana. If you're chayiv to bench me safek, so then we tell you to go back in the bench also the fourth bracha. Once you become chayiv in it, so you be chayiv in everything. If a person wasn't satiated, you just had a kazayis, so then ikra din, we say safek drabana lakula, but the Mishabura says, Yerush Shemaim should try to find, you know, a kazayis of bread and wash and ben and wash the bracha. In this case, the Mishabura says you should say a bracha. I think the assumption being that if you think you might have benched, it's already a siluk. You already have effectively ended your meal, and therefore you would have to go back and wash with a bracha and say a motzi. That's what you should do. Your shemaim should do that. But mikra din, if you're not satiated, safek drabanan lekula. I mentioned before that we hold, you see, the last bracha, fourth bracha, even in the case of safek, some of the Sephardi posuk don't hold that way. Some focus, in general, you do a mitzvah misafek, do you say a bracha on it? Or, okay. You bench the first three brachas. You don't say, even if you don't say the fourth bracha, some of the Sephardi posuk hold that way. It's actually interesting, Mishnah Berurah here, you know, Dalit says that you could, if you're going back to Misafi, you can even motzi somebody who vade ate, which is kikotzer kiveger. Gam yochel lahotzi achash achal v'lo birech. Which is interesting. You're benching Misafik. He has a vade chiv. But since you're chayiv Misafik, so mela you can also motzi, and that's an interesting lomdish question. Kiveger. Okay. Hi. Hey. An ema sa yochel lavarech. Till when can a person bench? Very interesting halacha. You can't bench forever. At a certain point, your chiyuv expires. So when does the chiyuv expire? So the mechaber says when your food is digested. We're not exactly sure what that means. So the mechaber says, if you're still satiated. So sometimes it's very clear. A person ate on Shabbos, ate a lot of food, so he'll be satiated for 2 hours, no problem, 3 hours. Sometimes it's not clear, a person had a sandwich. So at what point do you say you're already not satiated? So we don't really know what the shear is. It could be this is a function of, you know, the type of food you ate, you know, how heavy it was, how fatty it was. By certain shear, it's possible that it's subjective or it's subject to the reality. We don't really know what the shear of chdeyachilas pras is. It's 2 minutes, it's 4 minutes, it's 9 minutes. So the some achronim say, well, it depends what you're eating. What's the normal way to eat this food? If you're eating matzah, it takes a little bit longer. If you're eating challah, it's faster. So how long does it take to eat a shear, you know, of challah? So it's soft, it's delicious. Matzah is brittle, so the shear should be different. Most of us don't assume this way, because it's like very hard, like, everything is going to be different. But it makes a lot of sense to say that it's totally in what you're eating. And likewise here, what's the shear equal? So some things, you know, they sit with you longer. You taste them even hours later. And some things, you know, as soon as they're gone, you know. So the Mechaber says, if it starts to be digested, so the post can bring down this idea of 72 minutes, that if you ate and you're not really sure if you're satiated or not, you have up to 72 minutes to bench. Like I said, usually it's not relevant. You should bench right away. But if a person, for whatever reason, you know, when do people sit around? Usually on Shabbos. On Shabbos, there's more than 72 minutes, because Shabbos, most people eat more than they need to. I don't know if that's a good thing, but that's the reality. So, you know, if people are still snacking, it also keeps it alive. I mean, if a person ate a meal, it's actually a question of lumdus. A person had a meal, beginning of the meal ate bread. Then he's snacking, he's eating a little bit of fruit, he's eating peanuts, this, that. So we assume that keeps it alive, even though he maybe the bread is an isakel. But we still say that no, it's part of one meal, and therefore he can continue benching, even though he had the bread 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago. He's just munching on nuts, And that there are payros, whatever it is, that I'll keep it alive, which is, you know, interesting, you know, bilamdus, how that works out. So lemais, if you don't know the shear, we assume it's 72 minutes. If it's, you know, not bread, but it's just shahakal stuff or, you know, fruits, so some posts can want to say it's a half an hour. And some posts can want to say even less, even, you know, 12 minutes, you know, already at that point. So it's always a good idea if you're drinking, you know, say bracha achrona right away. Don't wait. You know, it's a hot day. You're going to be thirsty already. You're going to lose your bracha achrona. At a certain point, you're going to lose your bracha achrona, even for bread, for that matter. Now, there's actually an interesting debate. If a person loses his bracha achrona, is that considered a siluk for the bracha rishona? What does that mean? I'm drinking. Okay, I drink a cup of water. It's a hot day. I'm learning. I didn't notice the time, and now it's already an hour went by. 72 minutes went by. So certainly, I have to say new. I can't say the bracha achrona anymore. I lost that. But want to take another cup. Do we say that since you lost your bracha achrona, so it's a siluk for the bracha rishon, you have to say another shakal? Or do you say, no, it's true, I can no longer say a bracha achrona. The brain of hashis is lost. It's too late. But I haven't had a shini makom. I didn't have any real hesach hadas. So memela, I don't say new bracha rishona. So meikra, didn't we hold that you don't need to say new bracha rishona? It seems to be it's a machlokas achronim. It's not 100% clear lahalacha. The Magen Avraham is machmir. The Avraham thinks that the fact that you lost your bracha achrona means you have to say new bracha rishona. But we paskin meikra did not like that. But again, it's something that we try to avoid. So like I said, the best thing to do: a person's drinking, you finish drinking, say bracha achrona. Okay, and then you know, half an hour later, you'll drink more. You'll say new bracha rishon. It's not a bracha rishon, sricha. There's a tzarech. You want to say the bracha. You don't want to forget about it. You're going to lose the bracha. Especially since we're not even sure what the shear equals by liquids. Like I said, some people want to say after 11 minutes, you already lost your bracha. Certainly half an hour. It's hard to say it's 72 minutes for liquids. A person drinks a cup of water. In 72 minutes, they've run out of bracha. It's a chiddush to say that. And then the whole 72 minutes is a little arbitrary because we don't really know what the shear is. So we just kind of say, oh, mistama, you know, 4 milin. So Amela, like I said, it's always a good idea to say bracha achrona right away. If you didn't and you lost it, lahalacha, we hold that you can continue drinking or eating based on the bracha rishona. You do. The fact that you lost your bracha achrona doesn't mean that you lost the bracha rishona. Seder. Discussion post game, person ate and then threw up. So, again, it's, I guess, a theoretical question. I mean, it happens. So, they try to say, some of them say, well, if you threw everything up your putter, if you mishar, you still have a kzayis in your stomach. So, that, I don't know, it's hard to mishar these things. It's a hard thing to mishar. I don't know. Okay. I mean, even if you threw everything up, I'm it's a chiddush to me that makes you punt. I mean, you ate. I'm saying. Right. So on a drabbanim level, maybe in midrash you can't say b'chadav savata, but on a drabbanim level, I don't know. Okay. The seder, vav. Shir achila levarech alea bracha mikasavazim mikazayis. If a person ate a kazayis. So on a bracha rishona, we say, Asur lehenos, olam hazeh, below brachos. Even if a person eats a crumb, you have to say a bracha rishona. Bracha achrona is a different type of bracha. It's not a matir. It's more of a shevach. So in a Torah, you only give that shevach when you're actually satiated. And midrabbana, and you're chayev on a kazayis. So it's true. I've all, hopefully, not just my bread. A person eats a kazayis of, you know, an apple, kazayis of a cookie. So you say a bracha achrona. Less than a kazayis, there's no chiyuv, a bracha achrona. Of course, for liquids, the shear is revius. Seder. Mishbura has an interesting thing, idea here. He says in Chaf Bey, at the very end, Im dako tomid le'echol kedei mechiyasa levad, gam zinech of sviya. He thinks that you're chayef to bench. A person is on a diet. He never really is full. You know, he's very careful about what he eats. He never eats till he's ma'amish satiated. So his dark kolachal kidei mechiyasi only is what he needs. It's very limited in what he eats. So he thinks you're chayef to bench minatara. I'm not sure how he knows that. It's a chiddush. I mean, the Sfarim say the chalt of a savata. So if you're very careful not to be saveya, so you're never saveya. So you never have to bench min haTorah. You should bring some song that way. You have the chance to look into the source of it. That's what he said. Okay. Kuf pei hey. Varek mikas amazim call ram. Mikas amazim emre b'kol lashon. You can bench in any language. This is true about many mitzvahs. There's a Mishnah in Masechta Sota that speaks about things that have to be said in Hebrew. There are a couple of things that have to be said in Hebrew. Birkas Kohanim. Most things you can say in any language. You can daven in any language. You can say bench in any language. We know that historically, for the past 150 years or so, there's been a bit of tension because the early reform, you know, wanted everything to be in the vernacular. So, you know, daven in German. You know, so there was like a pushback. You know, by the Orthodox, no, we're only going to daven in Hebrew, even if you don't understand. You know, it doesn't have to be one or the other. Today, there are very good translations you can also understand, and also daven in Hebrew. There are some people who don't speak Hebrew, they're Bali Tshuva. So now they have these, like, transliterated, you know, texts where you can say it in Hebrew and not really understand it. Is that better? Is that worse? I don't know. You could ask me, it makes more sense to understand what you're saying. You know, we're not fighting the reform anymore. Maybe we are, but not in that realm. The question of the language of the Sidurim is not where the battlefields are today. So, Elanias Daiti, you know, it probably makes more sense to understand what you're saying. But like I said, you don't really have to choose, because if a person is committed, you know, so quickly he could learn, you know, the language. Again, some people are more limited, it's harder for them to learn languages, but like most people are able to get a transliterated, you know, text and, you know, say it in Hebrew and have a translation right there at the bottom and understand it. But strictly speaking, the halach is, so then you can bench in any language. Again, it seems like we should be benching in Hebrew. The Mishabura says, mitzvah nemuvchar, tafka lashon hakodesh. Mitzvah nemuvchar. Mishra points out you should also bench from a bencher. That's something that not everybody's careful with. Yeah, we want to have optimal kavana. I mentioned before, you can have a situation where you're not sure if you bench. So if you bench from a bencher, usually, you know, you'll bench with more kavana, then slower. And the Mishra brings down from the Sefer Hasidim that the people who don't say brachas with kavana will be nanash in the next world. Again, I think we should do it because we want to have a relationship with Kach Baruch Hu. We keep halacha. Halacha is all about relating to Kach Baruch Hu. So going through the motions and not getting anything out of it, not having meaning in it, is chaval. We should just be concerned of what's going to be in the next world if we don't bench with kavana. We should think about the missed opportunity in this world. And you know, if we spend all the time and effort and money, you know, keeping halacha, we should connect to Kach Baruch Hu. That's the purpose of halacha. Okay. The Seder. There's a general principle that when your person says a bracha, you have to articulate it with your lips and even hear it. So if you mumbled it, you didn't hear it, you're yotze, but you have to at least move your lips. If you said it in your heart, so we pass, you're not yotze, the Ram holds it, even in your heart, you're yotze. But we don't pass in that way, we pass because you have to articulate it with your lips. Unless it's mamash or ones, we don't rely on the Rama. There's people who have, you know, paralyzed or something. They have something like machala, and then they rely on the Rama. But a regular person has to move their lips, shalom b'chom choli, in order to be kind of the mitzvah, the brachos, to, you know, say the brachos and prenshin b'chulei. Gimel. Yesh misha omer deval abayis im bonav yishtra tzarek levarach kol ram kadeh shietzu b'vrachoso. Once upon a time, not everybody had a bencher in their house. So only about bais news. So you have to say it out loud. Today, sometimes you had a kiddush. So not everybody knows al michi by heart. So you make a klap, and you remind everybody, and l'chadchila, it's better to have everybody benches on their own. There's no zimun there. There's no zimun. It's better to have everybody benches on their own. But if a person's not going to bench, he doesn't know al michi. So then usually the rabbi says it out loud, or the gabbai says it out loud, to emotzi all the people who don't know. Sometimes they only say al michi. They don't say b'nei nefashos, because I think they assume people know b'nei nefashos. But I don't know, if I was up to me, say Baran Fajr's too. People don't remember to say Baran Fajr's. So he says, anybody wants to be Yotze, if you know it by heart, so say it yourself. But if you don't, it's better to be Yotze that way than to not be Yotze at all. Alid afilu nish taker kol kach ach ini yochol adavik haray yochol levarach mechaz amazon. A person drank during their meal and they got a little high, so they can't have a, they can't daven. Not royal adavik haray melech. Still like a mensch. Vachalta v'savata v'irachta. You have to bench when you eat. You even eat. You also drink. People used to drink a lot at one point. Hey, people drink less, I guess, most places, but. Even on Purim, you can bench. Even if you're, you know, high. Even if you're, again, if you're shikar kalot, then your mitzvahs are meaningless. But most people aren't that shikar. If you're just a regular shikar, so then you're chayav to bench and you're yotze, even though you wouldn't be allowed to daven at that point. Hey, v'im beirech v'yisitzo kenegdo oshaya shikar. Perish the gamrei, nistab ko atosus ayrosh im tzarech lachzul levarich. Mishum mei raglayim shritesh ein chozul levarich. A person benched and then he saw there was tzoa in front of him, or he was shikar kalot, which is very rare. So the shayla, if you're yotze, mishum mei raglayim shritesh ein chozul, if you benched and there was a little bit of urine. Again, there's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch earlier about the halachas of saying tvarish v'kdusha in front of tzoa. Erva, so we're not going to go over all those halachas, but fundamentally, there's a mitzvah v'ayamach hanecha kodesh kadosh. You can't say dvarim shavakdusha in front of tzoa, and if you did and it was there and you knew about it, then you're not yotze. If you didn't know about it, you didn't need to expect it. Then you found out after you saw that there was tzoa there, so then you don't need to go back. Certainly. It was covered. Usually, the tzoa we have is, you know, baby's diaper. You know, it's covered. It's very rare that there's tzoa mamers in front of you. Likewise, if the mayor guy is safug in your baguette, it's not a problem. Unless it's so saturated that it's tofech amasat piach, which is very rare. If it's covered, you know, in ikar, you know, etc. So, there are a lot of details here, but we're not going to go through everything. But fundamentally, it's very rare they have to go back. Because of tzoa, because you know people don't bench if there's tzoa in front of them. It's, you know, so it was in the bathroom. You're not benching in the bathroom. If it's with a diaper, it's covered, and you know it was there. B'chule, it's many, many tzvaras lahakel. But there's a whole simon, like I said, that deals with this with these dinim. Two simonim, one about tzoa, one about erva. Okay, it's actually interesting. The Shulchan Aruch bothers to say this here because, like, it's just odd. Meaning. There's a whole discussion about this earlier. Not sure why he felt the need to repeat it. Okay. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah in Oshei, he references Siman Ayin Vav, and you know Tefillah and Kriyashma, and then he says Istapka Tosvo Svaroa Shingam Birkas Amazon Amin Rahachi. Little Shani Birkas Amazon the Kila Mihasa. Maybe benching is more kal. Even if you knew about it, as you mentioned before, you're a little bit drunk. You're allowed to bench, so maybe so too. You'd be allowed to, even if you had events, stuff like Tosfos. Lemaisa, so I thought of the video say, if you want to say, even if it was amazed, even if you knew about it, you shouldn't go back based on the suffix. I don't think we assume that way. I think we assume that if you knew about it, Taka, it would be a problem. But usually, like I said, it's not that you know about it. Nobody's going to bench in the bathroom. I'm saying it's not it's irrelevant. But, okay. Fine. Kuf Pei Vav. Nashim Chayav is because of Muslim. According to Halacha, women are part of the mitzvahs that are Zman Grama. Mitzvahs Esesh are Zman Grama. Benching is not Zman Grama. It's true, every time you eat, you have, you know, 72 minutes to veg, but that's not called Zvan Grama. There's a chiyuv, the veg is a chiyuv, minatara, and l'chara would apply to women as well. But, l'chara brings out, there's a suffik, the suffik im chayavas minatara, mutsias anashim, o enon chayavas elmidrabanon, the enon mutsias elmisha enon chiyuv elmidrabanon. Since there's a concept of mentioning bris and Torah in benching, and women don't have a bris milah, and they're not chayiv in Talmud Torah. Again, they have to know their halachos, but they're not chayiv in theoretical Torah learning. So, Mamela, There's a safek if women are obligated to bechman a Torah. So even though it's not Zman Grama, still there's a different safek if women are chayiv. So either way they're chayiv in Rabbana. The question would be the question of safek. Would they be chayiv in a case of safek? Do we say safek d'oraisa l'chumra? Rabbi Yeager assumes that no, safek, they wouldn't go back. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Gimel brings down other achronim who say that they have to go back with safek. And the Mishnah Berurah says if a woman wants to assume that she's chayiv in a Torah, she can. The halacha says there are certainly rishonim who hold their chayiv in a Torah. Brought down the name of Shlomo Zalman that if you tell women they're not chayiv in a Torah, so they may not take benching so seriously. You know, there's this general concern that when you tell this person that, oh, well, it's a low level chiyuv, so then they might not, you know, you tell a person to count sphere without a bracha. So he won't count sphere at all. You know, he missed a day. Even though Koimarin showed him there's a chiyuv gomor to count, even with a bracha, after you miss a day. So, same thing here. I guess not the same thing, but it's similar that it seems like some of the achronim are concerned about telling women they might not be chayiv in a Torah. So, there are different customs, different communities. Some communities assume that women are chayiv in a Torah. And even Misafik, Lubak, a woman's not sure if she said Ritzei on Shabbos. And other communities, they say, no, Taka, she's only a woman, and maybe a woman is only Chayiv in Drabanan, so Safik Drabanan Lekula. That's a Machlokas, how to pass in different communities that have different practices in this regard. I think certainly Sfardim would not go back Misafik. Because they're more careful about Barasav and Barasal Hakel. Among Ashkenazim, there are different customs. Kohanim and Levim are chayef in Benchim in the Torah, even though part of what we mentioned is the Eretz, and we don't have a chelik in the Kohanim, don't have, they don't have Yerusha, but they have, but they have the cities of Levim. Likewise, Gerim are chayiv, even though they didn't get a portion, because Gerim joined Kali Yisrael. So Gerim are chayiv in the Torah in benching, like all other male Jews. Women are also chayiv. There's a shayla, so chayiv in the Torah. Different practices, if we assume it's been a Torah or not, and different communities have different practices. Katan chayiv in Rabbanan and Lechanecha, there's a mitzvah of chinuch by children, and if they reach the age of chinuch. So it's brought down in the Gemara that a child can bench for his parent. That's if the parent's only chayiv midrabanan. Father didn't eat k'dei sviya, and the kid ate. So the kid's chayiv midrabanan. Even then, there's a shaila because if the kid didn't eat k'dei sviya, the kid's chayiv in two drabanans. So if the kid ate k'dei sviya and the father didn't eat k'dei sviya, so then you could say that. Child can motzi the father. Again, it doesn't happen today. We don't generally motzi. Again, like I said, in a kiddush, sometimes the rabbi will motzi the congregants if he's afraid that people are going to forget to say Alam Michya. But usually it doesn't happen today. Sometimes it's hard for kids to bench, to full benching. So there is a mekutzer version of benching that has like the ikur of every bracha. That some posting recommend kids use. I think the minhag olam is that kids just say the first bracha when they're young, and then when they're older, they they say the second bracha, and then they say the third bracha. And then, fundamentally, the mekutzer version is better because it has all the components of what benching is min haTorah. You know, you mentioned bris, you mentioned Torah. And if you just do the first bracha, you don't mention bris and Torah. But still, it seems like some of the poskim are concerned about recommending the mekutzer version, because then the kids will never outgrow it. You know, if you do right. The mekutzer version, they'll stay with that. You know, everybody likes the mekutzer version. So it seems like the minhag olam developed that when the kid is young, he'll say the first bracha, and when he gets older, he'll say the second bracha, and then we assume that's the better way to mechanech a kid than to give him a mekutzer version, which would add a concern that he'll stick with the mekutzer version and he'll never outgrow it. But it does exist. There are people who use it, but it's not, I think, standard. If the kid isn't sure he benched, so he should go back, right? If the kid is full, so even though the chiyuv to bench for the kid is always drabanan, midin chinuch, but midin chinuch, if he was a gadol, he'd go back if he was satiated. Chalav savata, so it's a safek deraisa. So it's for a kid, even though it's only drabbanon, we tell him to go back in that case. I mean, we try to mechanech kids to do the mitzvahs like they would when they're chayav. So if a kid is full and he's not sure to be benched, we tell him to bench again. And that would be the proper chinuch of hargilah mitzvahs. There's a discussion about an onain. First in 8, there's an onain. He doesn't have to do mitzvahs. And then they bury the relatives. Now he's still full. You know, or likewise, katan shehigdil. The kid ate, you know, at 5:30. He's full. And then he becomes a gadol half an hour later. So do we say he has to bench again? Because the benching he did before was only drabanan. So we generally don't assume that way. We assume that whatever he did by katan, he did. And that even by a onain, it's not so clear. I think the minhag is that the onain does not go and bench. You know, it's probably better that he'll take another piece of bread, he'll eat, and then he'll he'll bench and have in mind what he ate before the burial. But I don't think we generally are choshesh for that. Seder kuf pe zayin. Yesh omrim baruch masbiyah l'ra'evim. There are various versions of benching. We follow what it says in our, Sidurim. If you're Ashkenaz, you're Sfarad, you're Mizrach, everybody follows their Masara. We're not supposed to change the Matbeah of Chachamim. So it's brought down here different versions. V'yesh omrim, baruch masbiyah l'ra'evim, v'ein la'omro, amosiv goreya. V'yim omr malkom birchas azan, brich rachmana malka demari taipita yotza. So fundamentally, you can say something else. You don't need to say the actual your yotze if you have the main components of a bracha, you know, shame malchus. You probably have to say malka d'hai alma. You know, you have a chasima brich rachman d'zana kala. You could be yotze. So first, and let's say I just have a bench. He doesn't remember benching 100%, but he remembers the main point. You should still bench because you know the main point. It's better to have a venture, bench for a venture. If you don't remember all three of the first three brachos, so some poskim say you shouldn't bench, you shouldn't just say the first bracha. That's how it was a video safe paskin. So the first three are deraisa, and you need all three. But like I said, if you know the outline of the three brachos, you don't know all the content, so then l'chara yir yotze, as long as you say bris and Torah and the main things you mention Yerushalayim, etc. First and fell asleep in the little benching, you don't know where you're holding. So you go back to where you know you said, and just like by Kriya Shema. Mishnah Berurah discusses a couple of other details of how to pronounce certain words. We follow what it says in our venture. Beis birkas haaretz la'arosh la'yomer she'inchatal avoseinu eretz chem l'tova bris v'tora sherei omer al briska she'chanav v'seinu v'al torah z'cha shalim v'asad mi'adatanu. I mentioned before, we have to mention bris and Torah. So in the Nusach, we say al briska she'chasam t'v'sareinu v'al torah z'cha shalim v'asad. Once you mention in the Nusach, you don't have to say bris Torah. You don't have to say those words. V'aram v'chol, the Ram says you have to repeat it. And then, in fact, that's how the Sfaradim are knowing. Divi Roshim Ikr, the Rama says, we pass them like the Rosh. The Sfaradim are knowing that they repeat Bris V'Torah. They just say those words in benching. Yemol v'im lo hizkir Bris V'chasaris Bris V'Torah afilo lo chiser ela echan v'hem mechzir naso it's chozer v'nashim v'vadim lo yomru Bris V'Torah v'nashim lav v'nei Bris v'ninu v'vadim lav v'nei Torah v'ninu. The Rama brings down the woman didn't say Bris. Today, women say it. It's a nusach habracha. You know, they're shayach to the bris of Am Yisrael. You know, and the men have a bris milah. Like I mentioned, there is a machlokas because of this, whether or not women are really chayach in the Torah. But they certainly do say it. That's the minhag today. Dalit vim lo yizkir bonu Yerushalayim, Malchus beis David, machsin. Also, you have to mention Malchus beis David in the bracha of bonu Yerushalayim. David was mekadosh the ear. And ultimately, David, Mashiach ben David, is going to be Goelas, and therefore it's critical to say that. The Rama says, "V'omrim al nisim v'chanukah u'purim kodem v'al kol." It's interesting. In know, most of the Azkaros we mentioned in Yalav Yavo. Let's say Yalav Yavo, we do it in Binyan Yerushalayim. On Chanukah Purim, we do it in Al HaKol. Because the bracha, the Rav explained, the bracha of Modi, of Nodelcha is Hodah. So the purpose of Al HaNisim is to give more Hodah. So therefore, it's not a din me'ino ma'orah. We're not mentioning today's Chanukah like today's Shabbos. It's not a chalosh in the day. It's just that there's an idea of getting more Hodah. So you want to give more Hodah. So you mention it not be'ino ma'orah in Bnei Yerushalayim. You mention it in the bracha of Hodah. And likewise in Shmoneh Esrei, you mention it not in Ritzei, but rather in the next bracha, in Modim. The Rav explained, that's why by Me'ein Shalosh, you don't say Al Nisim. Because the whole purpose of Me'ein Shalosh is to have Mekutzer benching. So you want a Mekutzer. You want a Mekutzer, you're not going to add in. The whole point of Al Nisim is to give more Hodah. It's a different gather. It's not Me'ein Ma'orah, it's the idea of getting more Hodah. In any case, the Ramah brings down, if you forget it, you don't have to go back. You can turn the Harachamans, the Yomer, you turn it into a bakasha, and you mention it later in the Harachamans, and that's the accepted halacha. If you forgot Al Nisim, you could say it later as a bakasha. As a bakasha. Not sure what you do on Shabbos, because on Shabbos we try not to have extra bakashas, but part of this problem is that it's like, you know, part of the Musa Tula, so Bukhara would be permitted. Okay. Huf pei ches. Acha shechasam bani Yerushalayim yane amin acha brikas atzma lefnei shehi siyum habrachos. Doraisa. That's all right, you ain't a doraisa. So we say, bone barachem of Yerushalayim, amin. You say amin. Why do you say amin? We want to separate between the first three brachos, the Ramin HaTorah, and the bracha of, the bracha midrabanan of, Alichas Reina. That was Nitkan in Yavne. Okay. Now the Mechaber Paskins. Amen. Say Yomer Belachash. Kadesh Lo Yargish. There's a general principle that when you say you complete a sequence of brachos, you say Amen. So Sfaradim say Baruch Shamar. Say Pesuk Zimra. They say Shtabach and they say Amen after you Shtabach. We don't do that, but we do keep this halacha when it comes to benching. Amen. Now there's concern that people are going to mezalzel in the last bracha. So the Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Amen zesh yomer b'lachash kadesh oli yergishu b'birkas atav ametiv. We're concerned that the last bracha of Ali Chaseinu, of atav ametiv, people aren't going to think it's important. V'yazalzelupa, they're going to realize it's not the reisa. So the Ramah says, v'nira d'davka k'shemavarech levada, mein onim amen acher shar brachos aval shezamen on alav kshar amen shonin al brachos rishonos. If you're taking a zimun, it's not a concern because they say amen to every bracha. So when they say amen to bnei yishalayim, bnei bracha yishalayim, so you can say amen too. Avakav the varach onay gamkein mikol makom ena nikar kol kach choyv acherim onim gamkein v'chein amen v'nas elu v'omer b'kol ram afilu varach atzmo shezamenim ulai hu mihay taima. So the Ramah brings down the minhag was that the mezamein would say amen to that bracha because there's no concern because everybody's saying it out loud. But the Mishavur points out that today we say it even when we're davening benching on our own. We're not concerned that when you say amen to your benching that you're going to summon some zazel in the next bracha. Most of us aren't rushing to work. And we're able to say the last bracha, benachas, and therefore we always say amen to the bracha. Shmuel points out it's good to breathe a little bit. Bonei baracham of Yerushalayim, breathe a little bit and then say amen to emphasize that amen is not part of the bracha. It's the amen on that bracha. Okay, you're not mishai. You don't wait that long. You don't want to be amen yisoma, but you wait in a second. Whenever Rakhab of Yerushalayim, amen. Okay. Gimel, tzarech l'haskir b'bracha shlishis malchus beis David. En haskir b'ashum malchus acher. Omer malchusko malchus beis David m'shichecha toh. She'en l'hash v'os malchus v'da'ar malchus v'shmaya. V'chein en lomar ba avinu malkeinu. So we follow what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch, that we don't say Malchuscha, we say Malchus is David. But we do say Melech in the Nusach of the Alev Yehovah. We follow the Nusach it says, of regularly Alev Yehovah, Melech Chanun V'Rachum Atah. When we say Melech, and we're not concerned that that's considering Ma'ariv Malchus Shamayim with Malchus Ara. It's just the Nusach HaBrach. Okay. The Alev Yehovah is like a separate tefillah that we add in. So it's not like you're mixing up Malchus Shamayim with Malchus based on. Dalit. Nuzach brachazu poseach ba rachim Hashem Elokeinu, or nachmeinu Hashem Elokeinu, v'chosim v'abonu Yerushalayim, v'nachum siyum v'in Yerushalayim, v'in l'shanos nuzach mishavitz l'chol, v'in mishavitz v'in l'chol, omer nuzach achas. This is actually a machol, because some Rishonim say you should have a different nuzach on Shabbos. Yishomim omrim bonu b'racham av Yerushalayim, v'chein o'agin, the meaning of Ashkenaz say b'racham av Yerushalayim, it's known that the Vilna Gaon thought that was a mistake, that you shouldn't say Bona Barachim of Yerushalayim, just Bona Yerushalayim, just like we say in davening, Bona Yerushalayim. The rationale being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't build Yerushalayim because he has mercy on us, because he has to. He promised to the Nevi'im. He promised Am Yisrael, so Umeir Hashem has to. I wanted to ask Rav Lichtenstein about this, because in davening we say Yerushalayim Ircha Barachim Tashav. So it's true the Chassima is Bona Yerushalayim, but we do mention Rachamim. So he said to me that it could be tefillah is by definition rachami. Tefillah is different. Tefillah always is berachami. But the bin Yerushalayim isn't berachami. And then he said, it's a little bit audacious to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you have to build Yerushalayim. So he followed that. He followed the minhag, you know, of the brisk. Pardon?
He said bonei berachami.
No, he followed brisk. He said bonei Yerushalayim. But, certainly the Minhag Ashkenaz is to say Bonei Barachim of Yerushalayim, and many people follow the Minhag Ashkenaz. Okay. B'Shabbos Omer Ba Ritzeva Chalitzenu Rosh Chodesh V'Yom Tov Chol Shalmoi Omer Yav L'Yavu. So there are different editions. There's say for Shabbos, there's Yal Yavo for other times, and you don't integrate them. If it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you don't integrate them together. There's say and there's Yal Yavo. They're two separate editions. You say Shabbos first, because Tadr v'sheinu Tadr, Tadr kodem. So if it's also Shabbos, also Shanta, if you say Ritzei, and then Yal Yavo. If you switch the order, you're Yotze. Sometimes people really aren't paying attention to what they're saying. So say Yal Yavo, and you're benching, but you're going to end up saying, the bracha, Hamach Seshkinas Olitzion, as if you're davening, or vice versa, you're in the middle of davening, and you say, so what happens in that case? So firstly, we have to realize that it's a real problem in our Kavanah, if that's what happens. But sometimes it happens. So the Pesach Teshuvah has a discussion about it. You have to go back to the beginning of the bracha, or can you just continue? Different opinions. Okay. Fine. Vav. Ta'a v'lo hizkir shel Shabbos Omer Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shunasa Shabbos Lemnucha L'Amo Yisrael L'Ava L'Os L'Bris Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos. So if you forgot Ritzei and you already began the next bracha, or forgot Yal V'Yavi began the next bracha, you have to go back to the beginning of Benching. But if you remembered right after Amen, Bonei Barachim Yerushalayim, Amen, you didn't start the next bracha yet. So now you're able to say this special bracha instead of going back. It's instead of Ritzei. The bracha is printed in some sidurim, not so many, but it's good to have that type of sidur handy. You say this bracha, it starts with the bracha, it ends with the bracha, bracha at Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos. V'im tov lo hizkir shal yom tov, omer bracha l'Hashem el kerim l'akolam asher nosam yom tovim l'Yisrael l'sasam l'simcha, ez yom chag ploni, ez eh bracha l'Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael b'azmani. So it's equivalent to for Yal V'Yavim. V'im chal yom tov v'Shabbos, omer shenosam Shabbos l'mucha, am Yisrael v'ava l'os l'pris, yom tovim, sasam l'simcha. Here you actually do integrate it.
It's Yom Chag Ploni, Baruch Hashem, Mekadosh Shabbos, V'Yisrael Vazmanim, which is interesting because I mentioned before, we don't integrate with say any Aleph Yavo, but if you forgot them, then you could say this bracha. And here the Nusach is actually integrated, Mekadosh Shabbos, V'Yisrael Vazmanim. V'chol brachas Aleph V'Shem U'Malchus, V'Yisrei Shem U'Malchus, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam. V'Hadah Sagi B'Hach Bracha, Da'afka Shenizkar Kodem, Shehizkal Atov, V'Hameitiv. Evelim Lo Niskar Ad Shehizkal Atov HaMeitiv, Sarek Lachsar V'Lurosh, Birkas HaMazon. I mentioned before that there's a question if women, you know, are obligated, you know, in benching the Torah, and what will happen if there's a suffix. So, L'maisa, if a woman forgot, even if you assume she doesn't have to go back, if she remembered right then, she could say this bracha. Meaning, even if we assume that she forgot for sure, so she goes back. The shaila is only if she is a suffix. Let's scratch that. If a woman forgot yala v'yava, so she goes back, there's a shaila on yontif, if she's chayiv in sudos yontif, first true of Rekim Eger. But either way, l'maisa, if a woman realized that she forgot yala v'yava, just like a man, you say this bracha right before the fourth bracha. You have this special bracha of Shanasan, Shabbos Zemenucha, etc. Okay. The Mishmur here speaks about Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, maybe you can fast to make a redin, so maybe you wouldn't have to go back. Maybe you wouldn't have to go back. Maybe only at night you go back. Yom Kippur, what happens on Yom Kippur? Do you have to say Alev Yom Yom Kippur? Discussions. They weren't misakin a special bracha. Even if you say, they have to say Alev Yom Yom Kippur, they weren't misakin a special bracha if you forgot Alev Yom Yom Kippur. Okay. Yom Tov, we hold you chozer if you didn't say Alev Yom. The Radio Paskin said only on the first night of Sukkot on Pesach you have to go back. Even not just for a woman, even for men, you don't go back, I think, on Yontif. I think that's what Radio Paskin, if I'm not mistaken. Certainly for Nashim, you would say you wouldn't go back. Zayin. Im tovel hisker ba shal Rosh Chodesh bein biyom v'laila omer barak shnasim Rosh Chodeshim amo Yisrael v'zikara ina chosim ba. Fushin hisker kolim shehisker tova meitiv aval im lo nisker ad shehisker tova meitiv ina choser deisha ina chayav le'echo pas kde shehischayav levarak v'kas amasa v'chol amoy gdino kodesh chodesh. Says the Ramah v'efshar v'mikol makom yishl omer v'toch shar harachman k'mo shehispire. So maybe she say it like v'al nisim v'ulay yishl chalek v'nyal av yavov. So by Yalav Yavo, if you forgot Yalav Yavo and Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back. If you remembered, right then you have the special bracha, which is interesting. There was a special bracha to be mashlim, even though if you forgot, you don't have to go back. You don't have to mention again. Likewise in Chol Hamoed, there's no Chiyav Suda. If there's no Chiyav Suda, if you forget Yalav Yavo, you don't go back. And we paskin that you don't say it at the end in the Harachamans. In contrast to Alanisim, where you turn it into Bakasha, here you don't repeat it. Im Chal Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos v'Hizkas Shal Shabbos v'Hizkas Rosh Chodesh v'Hizkas Shizkas Tovetiv in a Choser. Im Shacha, so the Mechaber says that if you forgot Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, so you don't go back. Okay, there's no key to go back for Rosh Chodesh. If you're going back for Shabbos, yourself, if you're going to say the special bracha for Shabbos, you mention Rosh Chodesh, Omer Shadas, and Shabbos, Menucha, Rosh Chodesh, and Zikaron. In Pasach, Atova Meitiv, Kotzel, Rosh Chodesh, Virkas, and Mazel, Raskash, and Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh. If you're going to say the special bracha for Shabbos, Omer Shadas, and Shabbos, Menucha, Rosh Chodesh. Okay. A lot of permutations here, exactly how it works out. Let's see if we can finish this. Suda Shlishi is B'Shabbos Dinakar Rosh Chodesh. There's a chi of Suda on Shabbos for two meals. For a third meal, there's a shayla of what you have to have. It's lav dafka to have bread. L'chatchilu, you have bread. You can also be yotzi with sharperos, with mazonos. So if you forgot Yom Levi'i on Shabbos, Shalosh Shudis, you don't go back. You don't go back. You're not sure if you said, you know, the Askar for Shabbos and Al Michia, so you don't go back. Because maybe you said it. And if you didn't say it, maybe it's on the Akiv. Okay. S. Shalosh, Sha'achlu, B'Shabbos, Yomtov, Sha'achlu, Haskim, Inam, Ora, V'Heim, Srikhi, Machzul, Rosh, Brikhazamaz, and you forgot to, Yal, so you go back. But you don't do a zimun again. Interestingly, you person did a zimun, you forgot ritzei. So they all have to go back and bench. But they don't do a zimun again, because they did a zimun. The birkas a zimun, they were yotzei, even though they weren't yotzei benching, which is interesting. There's the lumdus of it, that you can split it. Yod haya ochel v'yotzei Shabbos, maskish Shabbos birkas amazon. It happens a lot. Your person eats shal shodis, and he only benches after it gets dark. So you say ritzei, you go back to the beginning of the meal. Mazina basar tchilas ha-su'uda, v'huadin rosh chodesh purim v'chanukah. Now, there's actually a machlokes rishonim about this. Rav Schechter once told us that he got mussar from the Rav's mother, that he was, you know, eating shalosh shudis in the summer. They would go to learn with the Rav in the summertime. So the Rav's mother was there, and he washed a few minutes before shkia. The Rav's mother said to him, "It's machlokas rishonim. If you go based on the beginning of the veal, the end of the veal." She said he got mussar from her, so he was always makbid after that. And unless he's in the yeshiva, tries to finish, you know, shalosh shudis before shkia. But the Migdol is not like that. The Migdol is people, you know, wash before shkia, and then you keep on eating, and you assume you can say ritzei, because the beginning of the meal was koveya. And the Chaver paskins this way. Who had Rosh Chodesh, Purim, Chanukah. The big shaila is when you have a tarta de sasser, that the Shabbos and the Sunday is Rosh Chodesh. So there are different approaches to what to do. And the Shabbos here in Lamed Gimel talks about it. So if you don't eat bread from the time it gets dark, you just say ritzei. If you did eat bread, so then you have a stira, can you say also ritzei and also Rosh Chodesh? You ate on one day, you ate on 2 days, how does that work? You know, no one day is both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos is Shabbos and Sunday is Rosh Chodesh. So there's three of the chalkos we've shown in what to do. Some people say you should just say ritzei. Some people say you should just say Rosh Chodesh. And some people say you say both. So some people try to avoid this whole thing by trying to stop, you know, in this case, to end the meal earlier, at least don't eat bread after shkia. Mishuvah doesn't bring a daya just to say ritzei, but the Orch HaShulchan brings that. Some people are passing that way, just say ritzei. Like I said, some people try to avoid the whole thing. It's an interesting question in Psak, in the philosophy of Psak. Is it philosophic to pass in, or you say, no, let's avoid it. You know, so it's not such a hard thing to do, but some people don't like avoiding things. No, you have to pass in. Mishuvah says that if Motzei Shabbos is Chanukah or Purim, then you say ritzei. Because then it's like a reshus. There's no chiyuv suud at all. Although it's interesting because there's no chiyuv suud on Rosh Chodesh either. I don't know. Anyway, what happens in Ashkenina sometimes is that people go daven marv, they run out. If you daven marv, you come back, you don't say ritzei. Because then you already were mavdil in tefillah. If you just said baruch hamavdil, that's also a shayla. Should you say, have you heard Avdallah? You shouldn't say ritzei. Definitely more details here. I think we discussed some of the main points.